I could have been an AFL great myself, but I took up sprinting instead. I can see you eyeing off a crash. It's a beauty. Yeah, I won that in 93. I could have gone to the Olympics. I had Carl and Linford in my sights, but the nation said, no, I'm a hammy. They just kept playing up.
That was our first ever live cameo on The Adventures of Whippy Watson. That's as wooden an acting performance, not since A Wisp was on Home and Away, have I heard more wooden performance. He joins us on the line. How do you think you went, Richo?
That's disappointing feedback, but I'll take it on board because you're both icons. To be fair, I wouldn't mind having a go again. I didn't understand what you're really doing. I would have told Vanders to get stuffed and stop touching the dash and that sort of stuff, but I just probably didn't understand what you imbeciles were doing.
Now, well, I'll tell you what, based on that, Richo, I am prepared to write you back into The Adventures of Whippy Watson.
See, that's what I love to hear. And I find it hard to believe that you had a little bit of puppy fat when you were a youngster. Can't believe it.
As hard as that may be for you to believe, it is very, very true. Very, very true.
How would you like to have us write you back into The Adventures of Whippy Watson? Have you got a little storyline for yourself that you might think
Well,
might
surely
be
something that involved capturing the heart of the nation. Surely you can work. You can weave that in somehow.
I know exactly what happens. Dimbooka Primary run against Stawell Primary in the inter-school athletics. And Whippy Watson lines up as a little fat kid and the bald little Richo goes, I'm going to take this bloke down. And Whippy beats him.
How much head start did I have to give him?
Yeah, just the normal 10.5 metres.
All right.
Hey, what about this story?
I'm very much enjoying it.
What about this storyline that Whippy goes to Melbourne, so he arrives in Melbourne, and he goes to one of the nightclubs that you used to frequent, and he catches up with you there with one of the drink cards that you've managed to commandeer, impersonating a true VFL AFL player.
Poor old Andy Collins still can't go to the tunnel because I've stolen all his drink cards. And a warm welcome to a few that are driving on this morning. They're at the 3 o'clock club. It was a beautiful morning, wasn't it, each and every time? Oh, hey, there's some great memories. Talking about memories, did you have a little interest? I know it's tough times, everyone. We're trying to put a smile on your face. Did you have a little something each way on Tafane up in Sydney? When it burst through at 30-1 in the Galaxy and I was saying, Hercules, 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 I thought it was going to win. It got beaten by millimetres.
I backed it each way. I did. And I thought that might have been a great result. I was still sort of smiling from loving Gabby on Friday night.
Oh, and not one little text message to say, keep up the good work, little champ, or anything. Nothing.
No, we go on net result. Net result at the end.
I just get fresh air from you.
We wait until the end of the year, and as Gary rightly says, we calculate our wins and our losses, and then we appropriate the praise as a result of that.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, your Wispy Watson magnificent work is going beautifully, so I'm giving you 100% praise. Hey, do you want to have a couple of quick bets?
Yep.
Oh, my word, we would.
Okay, grab your form guides out there. Now, everyone, it's tough times. We're bunkered down. Just have something small on these. Don't risk the bank. This is not like a blast out of a coronavirus scenario. This is just having
a
little
interest. Is this Pakenham, or where is this?
Yeah, where are we going?
Pakenham. We're at Bendigo, my friend, and then we've got a couple of group ones in Sydney. Here we go. You ready? Pens out, everyone.
Bendigo tomorrow.
Yes, Captain Obvious.
Akron and Gary, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Akron and Gary?
Baby Jesus? Are you ready, baby Jesus?
Are you ready, Akron and Gary?
What are you talking about, Tim? You're stuffing the whole thing up.
Well, you're going to go with your shorthand. Akron and Gary.
Oh, Gary. Oh, Jesus. You're working a whole different level above us,
Paul. Yeah, me too.
Okay. Race 1, number 2, Grand Promenade, $2.50, one of the best bets of the day. Start your day there. Avoid races 2 and 3. Get to race number 4. Horse number 7, I feel like one right now, $7, Masseuse, going well. Third career start. Race number 5, horse number 9, that's $15, called Coin Collector. Have something each way, just small each way. Race, then move over to race 6. Horse number 2, Fabric, can go forward, lead, kick, and at $5 will run a really good race. Race number 7, horse 13, Vegas Jewel, first up from the spell. They're giving us $14. That is a beautiful thing. She'll run really well. Race 8, horse number 10, all the way from the subcontinent, Sikandarabad, $15, back at each way. They're putting the blinkers on. The first up run was just a little tune-up. Putting the blinkers on, watch Sikandarabad improve. And then whatever you've got in profits, throw it on race 9, number 12, big night out at $2.60, if you don't mind. That will be superb. And up in Sydney, Rosehill, there's two group ones. Race 6 is the first of the group ones, and that is the Tancred. Very elegant, will be a short price favourite. She probably wins, horse number 9. But her danger might be number 2, Mustajia, at around $10. And in race 7, short price favourite will be Fun Star. I reckon Probabil can beat her. She's around $4.20, Probabil. And if you're having something a little sneaky at a big price, it'll be number 4, Fasino, at $17. Gamble responsibly. Do it with whatever sponsor that Gary tells you to do it, and have a lot of fun.
You're a very good man. And you brush up on your acting skills, and we'll get you back on for Whippy Watson.
I'd want another chance. I'm ready to embrace it.
We're prepared to provide that chance for you. Jason Richardson joining us there. Those tips will be up on our website if you want to have a shekel each way.
Yep, and Richo was saying before that he used to impersonate Andy Collins for a drink card at the tunnel, and this came through on the text. I used to say I was Barry Stansfield from the Dogs in Adelaide. That's from Roscoe out there. You remember Baz? He was from Fish Creek, wasn't he, Barry Stansfield?
He was a Fish Creek man, Big Bazza. That's exactly right. We're going to take a break now. I've just lost my sheet here, so I'm needing some advice. I'm flying blind. We'll take a break.
We need to take a break.
LK Diesel Service, your Kubota. Oh, no, I'm one behind. Actually, we'll take a break, questions without notice. That's what we're doing, Wispy. We'll come back with questions without notice and as we head towards 9 o'clock.